Del Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
And welcome back to part two here on World Famous Bill Hendrick Show.
Ted,
part two.
Of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Steakhouse. Hey,
come on down. Well, I'll tell you, if you come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight, I'm going to be there 1 to 2. I will be getting off the air. I'll be holding forth in the prime rib room. Love to meet a lot of you. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let's have a Ted.
That's something I want to put our meat in your mouth.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. When we say we want to put our meat in your mouth, we're talking about the delicious Kansas City sirloin. We have the New York sirloin. We have the chops. We have the combo porterhouse and filet mignon. Three kinds of lamb chop, two kinds of pork chop, three kinds of lamb chop. We've got six kinds of shish kebab. So we don't just serve the shish kebab and the lamb chops and, oh boy, my mouth is watering. Gary Van Shelton, my engineer, who I brought over with me. Gary's a professional, and as such, and I say this with respect, Gary, you don't take this the wrong way, do you? Okay. And as such, he doesn't have the whole blabbermouth. Which I don't like. I brought Gary in here because I know Phil's crew is used to talking, and I say with great respect, but they're used to blabbermouthing it. That's the old term that my father used to use. My dad would say, you and these blabbermouths, you know. A lot of you who were raised by men who were, the Korean War generation, these different guys, they'll say, hey, you and your blabbermouth friends, you know. Well, I sort of took to that, and so I don't like the blabbermouth. If anybody's going to blabbermouth it, I'll blabbermouth it, and they can keep, don't ever blab. I don't like people blabbermouthing in my bar. I do not like them blabbermouthing in the restaurant. I don't mind people talking at their table. And I think this is where me and a lot of other restaurant owners, we sort of part company on this idea of noise in the restaurant. Now, we are fully carpeted. Ted's of Beverly Hills is not a peanut shells on the floor kind of a joint. We are a fully carpeted restaurant. Our waiters are dressed in, and we ask our waiters, and we will uniform our waiters if they do not have the wherewithal, but they are dressed in absorbent materials so that the sound absorbs into the pants and the vests and the shirts that our waiters are wearing. That's true. I don't think there's another restaurant in America that does what Ted's of Beverly Hills does, which is to dress their waiters in sound absorbent cottons. So that I don't hear the blah, 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 blah. It's a personal problem that I've got. I understand that. I understand. Go ahead and hit it, Gary. I understand. Go ahead and hit the music, Gary. Gary? 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 I'm right here. I'm over here. I'm over here, right here. I'm over here, right here. Do you hear my voice? No, not there. You're getting closer, though. Right here. That's it. I know a lot of... Hit the music. The music. Hit the button that has the sounds that you like. The sound that you know, the sounds that go la 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 la. That's called music. Hit the button that has that sound. Hit the button that has that sound.
Walking around.
That's not it. The one that has the sound of the music. There, yeah, got it, Gary. You got it. Now the people. You just. Why'd you turn it off? No, I want that sound. I want the sound of the music. This is why I say I think Gary is autistic. Do you think you're... Seriously, Gary, do you think you're autistic? Yes or no? Give me a... You don't. You do not. All right. Because when I said I'm over here and you're... I know that you can see. You have eyes that see, right? You have eyes that see. Can your eyes see? What do I mean by that? Turn the music off. Turn the music off. Turn it off, please. Okay. When you... You see these two things right here in my head? They're the eyes. Do you see me? When I say, do you see me? Do you see me? Me, Ted Bell. Can you hear me? You can hear me. And you look, what do I look like? Tell me what I look like. What? What are you talking about? An exoskeleton? Were you looking at a bug? You're describing a cockroach. What do I look like? No, I'm not liquid. Just hit the music, will you? I think you're autistic. Because you talk normal, and then when I ask you, what do I look like, you describe insect man. You describe a liquid being that's also an insect. I don't know what you describe. All right. So when I talk about Tents of Beverly Hills as a, when I talk about, I forgot what I was talking about. I tell you what we'll do is let's get on the phone here, our very good friend, Frank Gray. Frank is a guy that has been in our restaurant, and Frank is at home right now. He is the husband of Margaret Gray. Frank has lunch at our restaurant 3 days a week, and it's always great to have him in the restaurant and to see him and to be with him and to talk shop and everything. Frank Gray, Frank, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, young man, and I got to tell you, it's great to hear you on the Phil Henry Show. Margaret and I think you're doing a great job, Ted.
Well, you are very, very kind, and you are a regular customer at Ted's of Beverly Hills, aren't you?
You said Ted's of Ballerina, and there's a Romanian.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills is the place I go. Exactly.
And you're a regular customer.
Absolutely, and I think I can tell. Do you want me to tell everybody what I have, folks?
Let everyone know the Frank Gray routine when you leave your home there in Santa Monica. And I know that you're retired, but you love to go into the office, and then you come out over to Ted's of Beverly Hills for your lunch.
That's right. What she does for me, folks, is I will call ahead and talk to her, and Ted will then take my order over the phone, and she talks to one of the waiters, and I have a favorite waiter. Sassy is his name, and he is a very beautiful brunette, and he loves to wear the, and I know it's part of the uniform, you wear the absorbent cottons that he wears, but the skirt he wears.
Well, we like to have our servers dress in a manner that is befitting not only the restaurant and the appeal of our restaurant and the appropriateness, but also we, of course, want them to show off their the sexuality, not sexuality, but their attractiveness. And I must say to everyone, and if you'll just pardon me, Frank Gray has a condition called gender confusion, which is the result of untreated syphilis. So it is a neo state of psychosyphilitic behavior. It sounds gruesome, it sounds disgusting, and it also sounds as if anyone that suffered from something like that, you would want to do two things. One, have them in a facility where they can't get out, and two, have nothing to do with them socially. But that's not the case with Frank Gray. We enjoy him, we love him. I love to have him in the restaurant so long as he's washing his hands and not... And anyway, okay, Frank, I was just talking about you.
I know, and you were talking about this whole thing that I don't understand about the confusion. But let me tell you one thing that I'm not confused about. I'm not confused about the four kinds of lamb chops that you serve at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what she pulls out of the kitchen every single day, and I've known Ted, I've known her for, I don't know, how long have I known you, Ted?
You knew my father.
I did. I knew Ted Sr., and Ted Sr. and I met her in the 60s, right when right after I married Margaret, and then I met this young man when she was in college. I think I met you when you were in college, didn't I, Ted?
I think so, yeah.
And I did legal work for the father. She and I got together, and then I met Ted. I met her when she was in college, and she was a bright young man. And she, who knew that when I looked at her, she'd take over. Excuse me, I'm having a hard time.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. No, I'm not. I ate at your restaurant today. I'm kidding. Of course I'm doing fine.
Don't look good. Cut it out, will you? Don't kid about that. All right, can we tell people what you have?
Well, you go ahead and tell them. I always call in, and she always takes the order. But you go ahead and tell everyone, Ted, I have the Caesar salad, and I have three fingers of Dewar scotch, and I then have a shrimp Louis, or is it, and here's my, I always tell this joke, I want the shrimp Louis, or is it the shrimp, I say I want the shrimp Louis, or is it, or is she... What is the joke I tell?
All right, let me tell people. You always call up and you say you're going to have the crab, you're going to have the, you want the three fingers of Dewar's, you want a Caesar salad.
That's right.
And then you say, I want the shrimp Louis, but if she's busy, give me the clams casino, and if if it's busy, then I'll just go ahead and take the lobster. The lobster. I forget, there's a name. The lobster Charlie or something.
No, no, you carved it up. No, that's not it at all. No, that's not it at all. I say I'll have the Caesar salad, and if she gets knifed, then I'll have. I'm coughing.
Oh, that's right, right, right. I'll have the Caesar salad, but if she gets assassinated,
right,
then I'll have the shrimp Louie.
No, 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 no. God, no. I'll have the I know what it is. I'll have the Caesar salad, and if she gets assassinated, I'll have the shrimp Louie. But if she gets beheaded...
That's it. You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot the beheading part.
Yeah, if she gets beheaded, then I'll have the Clams Casino... And I want it on the house. That's something that has to do with gambling, I forget.
Right. I'll have the shrimp Louie.
No. No!
I'm sorry. I'll have the
Caesar salad, but if she gets assassinated.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Caesar was assassinated, and then Louis got beheaded, the king of England, right?
No, not the king of England. The king. She was the king of France, and she got beheaded with her... wife, Marie Antoinette. He also was beheaded. So King Louis and her wife, Marie Antoinette, were beheaded by the French Foreign Legion. I don't know who the hell did it. It was a bunch of French. I guess it'll be French guys, right?
So they were the king and queen of France.
Yes, the king and queen of France. So Ted and I have this dance.
All right, I got to take a break here. Hold that thought. We're talking with Frank Gray, one of the greats, a great attorney and entertainment, a longtime television producer. These are the kinds of people that you're going to find at Ted's in Beverly Hills on any given day. You can walk into Ted's in Beverly Hills, you're going to find, the stories I can tell you of guys whose heads I had to lift out of a puddle of, pardon me for saying, out of a puddle of barf. On the bar, because these young actors, these young male and female, were having such a great time in Hollywood that they drank so much that their faces went right into a puddle of barf up. And that's kind of how it is in Ted's in Beverly Hills. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
the Phil
what
Hendry
happened.
Show.
So if your salad gets assassinated, order a shrimp Louie.
The voice of Frank Gray, one of the great characters in the history of Ted's Beverly Hills. Come on down to Ted's Beverly Hills. Have lunch with us. Get the baseball steak, four kinds of ribeye, and they're beautifully marbled. Oh, God, are they good at Ted's in Beverly Hills. And tonight, of course, everyone holding forth, but I'm holding down the fort here for Phil Hendry tonight. Filling in on the Phil Hendry Show, I'm Ted Bell, and it is really good to have you on the program here with us, Frank Gray. Great to talk to you. And let's get Frank back up here, Gary. Let's get Frank on the line. Where's Frank? Okay, Frank, you there?
Ray, he went to the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, is this Oscar?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Oscar, tell Mr. Gray that we're back on the air.
Mr. Gray.
Don't bother him in the bathroom.
Well, what do you want? Ted Bell is on the phone, and
let me have that. She had the. Is that you, Ted?
Yeah, Frank, we're back on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do my fly up. I was just tapping a kidney. We're on the air now?
Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, God. Oscar, why didn't you come in and get me sooner?
You told me not to bother you.
Well, I didn't want you bothering me. I don't like you coming into the stall when I'm sitting. Never mind.
All right. Looks like we caught our great friend Frank Gray.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you didn't catch me while I was squatted. While I was squatting one, because...
No, that is. All right, I want to ask you, Frank, Frank Gray with us. He's a television producer, an entertainment attorney. His wife, Margaret, of course, a featured guest on the Phil Hendry Show, is one of the panelists of the Phil Hendry Show. Frank, let's talk about your lunch. You come in to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We always have the back booth that adjoins the prime rib room. Why do you like that booth?
Well, I'll tell you, I love that booth for the obvious reason. I can see what's coming through the door. I can see what is at the bar because the booth. And it's also one of the nice things about Ted's of Beverly Hills, for those of you who have not been there, some of the booths curtain off, so you can enclose the booth into a curtain. It's quiet, and you close the curtain, and I'm a married man. I'm a happily married man. But I do have conversations with young ladies, as Margaret does, too. And it'll be three of us in the booth, so I will be talking to both of them, and there's nothing going on.
Well, I know you've been in that booth before, and I've seen that curtain close, but Margaret has been in there with you.
Well, yeah, Margaret's there, and then one of the young women, and I'll be talking to him, or I'm talking to Margaret. He's not jealous. I'm not trying to score. I will...
Well, you can be honest.
Well, it doesn't bother Margaret. I will ask him to take his blouse off.
All right, so with the curtain closed, you got them, I didn't know this, you got them taking the tops off?
I told you about this, Ted. Don't start playing games here, okay?
I swear to God, I didn't know. I mean, I don't know if I can have that.
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon me for just a minute. I'm Frank Gray. You're Ted Bell, but I'm Frank Gray.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me what I'm going to do in your booth. If I want him to take his bra off, that's what he's going to do.
I understand. I don't want to get raided.
Oh, you're not going to get raided. My wife is there. He doesn't care. If I ask the young lady that was a moment before seating people, and I say to him, you come over here with my wife and I, sit in the booth, and his bra comes off and the curtain's closed, what do you care? And by the way, what business is it of yours?
It's my restaurant. Frank, I could lose my liquor license if I have that kind of behavior.
Well, I...
All right, let's just... But anyway, you take that corner booth, why?
Well, I take the corner booth because I can... Can you turn that down, please? Jason, turn that garbage down. I don't care if it is Discovery Channel. It's crap. It's garbage. I want you watching something healthy and wholesome and educational. I don't care if it's Discovery Channel. What is it? I don't give a damn if it's about the space program. Turn that garbage off and put it on something that's decent. Put it on something that a child can watch. You're only 14 years of age. What are you watching that filth for?
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you mean filth? It's the space program.
It's filth. Pure filth. With their spacesuits and their, I got to tell you something. This world of ours, and I'm an old man now, Ted. But I remember when it was a much cleaner and sweeter and purer world, and then we decided to go to the moon, and everything went straight into the sewer. And I don't think this country has degenerated further than when it did on that day that we landed on the moon, and these guys are coming out of, where do they get their pair big enough to show that to children?
Well, I don't understand.
No, I didn't think you would. But here come these astronauts out of the space capsule all... Yeah, I'm coming out of the space. And you want to throw up looking at this. I can't even,
All right, well, Frank Gray is my special guest here on the Ted's of Beverly Hills version, and we're filling in for Phil Hendry. Frank, let's talk about what you order for lunch. You get the Caesar salad, and you get the shrimp Louis. Do you only order food that's named after, that has people names?
I do. I was going to get a Ted because it's named after you, but I can't take that rum and coke. Then you told me that it was the Captain Morgan's and coke, and I asked you who she was, and you said that she was a pirate?
Yeah, Captain Morgan was it's a fictitious.
Oh, it's a fictitious. All right, so she didn't exist?
I don't know, but I don't think so.
All right, so, and then I have on good days when everything's going my way and I feel good, I get the steak Diana.
Yeah, the steak Diana is our specialty, folks. It's a flambé. We beautifully flambé it right there at your table so that it just bursts into flames. I love a great flambé. And that's why you like it, Frank, huh?
Yeah, I just like to see it. I like to see food that's set on fire. I like to see food that's set on fire.
Well, Frank, thank you very much for being on the program with us tonight. I got to go, but I wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
There's something wrong with that. I know you meant to say that, and you meant it to be nice, but there's something wrong with what you just said.
Yeah, there is. I was insincere.
Okay.
We'll be right back here on The Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell Billeted.
Hey. Turn that garbage off.
Phil Hendry.
For Phil Hendry here on The Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to The Phil Hendry Show. We're having a good time. We're talking about Ted Bell. We're talking about steaks. We're talking about the future. We're talking about Ted's of Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And we say that with pride, and we don't say that. We say that with pride. We say that in a way that we mean it family-friendly. We mean it, in other words, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I can walk right up to your wife and say, I want to put my meat in your mouth, and we mean that in the sense of a steak, and not what a lot of these guys think. And I tell you, just to tell you the kind of restaurant we have, the family-friendly restaurant that we've got, and the family and I learned this from my father. I learned this from my father. My father was the kind of guy who would walk up to a man, a couple, who would come into the restaurant, and he'd say to the woman, and my father was this kind of guy, he didn't mean anything by it, but he would say, you have the most gorgeous ass, and I don't mean that. And before he could say, I don't mean that as an insult, he would be hit by the husband and knocked to the floor. And then my father would get up and try to explain himself, and the guy would hit him again. I saw this happen to my father. He was punched and dragged into an alley where he was then set upon by two other husbands and beaten pretty bad. And yet, when the police arrived to arrest the men that had assaulted my father, he said, no, I'll have none of it. I want these guys to go inside, and furthermore, the drinks are on me. That's the kind of guy my father was. Now, yes, I know he drank the profits up. Yes, I know that by the time my father had died from an alcoholic coma in a jail cell in Beverly Hills, California, the restaurant was in receivership. Yes, I know all of that. And yet I learned a very valuable lesson when I... when I was in the restaurant later that very evening, I was working in the kitchen, but I walked into the frying rib room, and there was my father, his face beaten to a pulp. His lips were swollen into, they looked like, I can't tell you what his face looked like. If you saw how, well, you've seen, you know, police photographs, I'm sure. But he was there laughing and smiling and buying drinks for the very good. So I learned something. So when I walked up to that lady, and you probably read about it, I walked up to a lady in our restaurant, and I said, I want to put my meat in your mouth. And I was talking about my steak, and by my steak, I mean my restaurant's steak, as in what's on the menu, and know what you're thinking, mine is not on the menu, ha, 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 jeez. But so in any event, I said that to her, before I could say, it's not what you're and I got this secondhand from Tony Caldwell, one of our, about the lady that was hostessing that night, beautiful young lady. She said, you got out, it's not what you and the fist from the husband, who was wearing a University of Southern California class of, what year was it, Gary, were you there? Class of 89, that was it, class of 89 ring. He was wearing a University of Southern California class of 89 ring. It's not what you and the ring hit my front teeth, and naturally that rendered anything else that I was going to say later after that, it's not what it was going to sound like this, right? So I got hit, and I went out, just blacked out. When I woke up, I got to tell you something. I was proud of the fact that the restaurant was still humming along. Nobody at Ted's of Beverly Hills stops serving you until you have had enough. That's our slogan, that we don't put that on the billboards, but it's our little in-house slogan. We don't stop serving you until you can't stand it any longer. That's literally. Have you had enough to eat? Well, we got to get more. Get more and more and more until you're sick of it. Until you're sick of everything that we could, until you're sick of being around anything called food. That's when we're happy at Ted's Beverly Hills. So anyway, when I woke up, there were people stepping over me. Now, a lot of people would be upset with that. Not Ted Bell. See, I'm Ted Bell. And what does that mean? It means I run a restaurant. What does that mean? It means I run a damn good restaurant. What does that mean? It means I run the best steakhouse on the West Coast. And what does that mean? It means I run the best steakhouse in America. And what does that mean? Huh? If you know what that means, write us a letter and give me a call. I'm just kidding. What do you think that means, Gary? Gary? What do you think that... No, that I didn't want the music. I don't want the music, Gary. I don't want the music, Gary. I said, what do you think? Turn the music off. Turn it off. When I do this, when my thumb goes down, turn it off. That a boy. So what do you think it means, Gary, if I say we run the best steakhouse in North America? What do you... Turn the music off. I don't want the music. I'm asking you about Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse. And I'm asking you, when we say we have the best steakhouse in the... I don't want the jingle. I don't want the jingle. Turn it off, Gary. Turn it off, Gary. Turn that off. Don't ever turn that on again. Don't turn that on either. Don't turn that on. Turn that off, too. Gary? Gary? Don't make me hurt you like the last time, Gary. Remember the last time? Don't make me do that, okay? Now, what do you think it means when we tell you, turn that off? That's not, yeah, I know that was the music they played when you had electroshock. I know they played that music. That was Muzak. That was Muzak that they played when you had the electroshock. Turn that off, Gary. I don't want to lose my temper. See, now I've disappointed myself. I've lost my temper with Gary. In any event, ladies and gentlemen, what it means when we have the best steakhouse in America, what that means is we've got the best steakhouse in North America. What does that mean? Nothing, because that's the end of it. I was going to say it means we have the best steakhouse in the Western Hemisphere, but I don't think so. Although you know that a steakhouse in America, that means something. Can you imagine, hey, we have a steakhouse in France. Well, what are you talking about? You're talking about... milk-fed veal, which I wouldn't give you two hoots and a holler for. I don't like that veal. We don't serve it. I don't have it on my menu. I won't have it anywhere near my menu. And if anybody pulls in with a truck full of beef, I'll ask them, did you have any veal in that truck? Not now, but ever. And if the driver says yes, I said, take that truck and take yourself, and you can drive it into the ocean because I don't want you anywhere near my restaurant. Get out of here. And a lot of these guys, well, sir, I've got a bill of lading. I said, I don't care what you got. Get the truck, get your veal. Get your veal stank truck, because a lot of these guys, you know, I don't want to hurt a guy. I don't want to hurt a guy's living, but you can't do that. I'm Ted Bell. See, you can't bring veal into my place. You don't do that. You don't drive a truck that had veal in it into my parking lot. What do you think this is? Right, Gary? So a lot of, why are you doing that? See, Gary had electroshock once, and as he was leaving, they were playing that over the Muzak. As he was paying his bill, and I believe it was insurance. Okay, well, anyway, you were paying your bill, and as he was paying with a credit card, I don't know, how do you pay for electroshock? And as he was paying his bill, that music was playing, and Gary now associates that music with bad. That's what you're saying, Ted, is bad. No, I'm not saying bad, Gary. I don't mean... No, it's not bad. It's not bad. No, I'm saying, did you... I was asking you a different question entirely. No, turn it off, Gary, before I come over there and I kick your ass around the block for drill. No, turn that off. People will often... And turn that off. Okay, might as well play the other one so I can tell you to turn that off. That a baby, now turn it off. God. So at Ted's of Beverly Hills, what we like to do is make you comfortable. Now, my father was a guy that wanted people to have a good time, so he would regularly get his ass kicked because he was honest, and he wanted people to know. Now, what I do is I will say, you know what? We want to put our meat in your mouth, and I may be talking to a man's mother. And I know what that means. I know what it means. I know that I'm about to be physically assaulted by that guy. He's going to beat me up. And I will explain later, but it'll be too late for me. Now, when I woke up laying on the floor in the foyer of our restaurant and people were stepping over me with serving trays, I said, man, that's the crew that I trained. I love them. I love them all. They didn't stop for anything. They didn't stop for squat. They kept right on serving, right on seating people. They didn't care if I was in a coma. And that was fine with me. Because the most important thing at Ted's of Beverly Hills is you. You. All of you sitting out there. All of you. I don't care if I'm laying there and there's blood coming from my nose after I took a devastating head blow. I don't care if it's coming out of my ears. I don't. I don't want them stopping for any. If anybody stops and calls an ambulance and they have an ambulance stinking up my restaurant, and I don't mean that you guys that work for, you know, the medical, the great medical people that we have that work for the ambulance companies. I'm not talking about that. But I am saying the following. If you great people who provide these wonderful medical services, if you stink my restaurant up with your siren and your gurneys, No, Ted Bell won't have that. I can't have it. I won't. It's impossible to have it. It's almost like you're asking me to take a big, well, you know what I mean. I can't do it. I would just not, there isn't enough, well, there, I was going to say there isn't enough lube. I'm sorry. I'm getting over. What I want to say more than anything else is that there are people, why, what are you doing? No, I don't need electroshock. No, I don't. What I'd like to ask you people a question. What hospital administers electroshock and plays this on the music as the guy that just had the electroshock is paying his bill? What? I don't understand that. To me, that is sadistic beyond all measure. Hey, we just had that guy in and we gave him electroshock. Go ahead, hit Sex Dwarf the softness of it. That's it, baby. That ain't Sex Dwarf, whatever it is. Can you imagine that? And so to me, the whole thing, there's something rotten in Denmark, as we used to say when I was a kid. There's something rotten in Denmark. And I'd say to my father, Dad, what does that mean? He'd say, they're Danish, so you can't trust them. You can't trust them as far as you can spit into a hurricane. And from that day forward, whenever I heard about a Dane or a Danish or a Den, anybody coming from there, that little country on that peninsula, I knew I had to watch my back, because the Danes, they come from a tribal tradition. Yes, they do. And that means they used to throw spears. And that means if you want a spear chucker, you go to Denmark. Now, years ago, you got to turn that off, Gary, or I am going to hurt you. All right, let's take a break. It is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Ted Bell. I'm just holding forth. This is what I do in the prime rib room. I tell stories. I talk to people about the Dutch. I talk to people about the Ding Dang Danes is what I like to call it. What do you think of that, Ed? The Ding Dang Danes. All right, we're going to come back. We got more guests. Oh, yes, we do. We have more guests coming up here. Jesse Bernerski is going to be with us. I just made that name up. No, we're going to have some guests for you, or maybe I'll just keep talking. I'm not sure. I don't know if I want people crapping my style. I'm Ted Bell. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. It's Ted Bell here on the Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell filling in for Phil Hendry tonight. And by the way, folks, if you go to the Phil Hendry website, which is philhendryshow.com, you can see everything you need to know about the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, including the headline that I have just posted, and they told me that I had clearance to do this. I am Ted Bell. I think I know a little something about running a business, and I think I know something about customer relations and keeping people in the loop. The things that you're doing. And I posted on the Phil Hendry website. I'm posting it right now. I don't want to tell you yet what it says because it's not yet. It just now posted. Let me just go ahead and then I'll tell you what it says. And it says the following thing. Ted Bell guest hosts tonight. Phil Hendry melts down in pre-show. That's right. And then I have a picture, and I believe it's one that should be seen, but I also know that it's going to hurt me and hurt me bad. It hurts me bad because I don't know if you're aware of this, ladies and gentlemen. In the Phil Hendry Show shop is the Ted Bell hoodie. This is a hot seller. Everybody wants it. Everybody needs it. And I suggest you go to the Phil Hendry shop right now and get the Ted Bell hoodie. And you can wear the Ted Bell hoodie, as you know, in the summertime. You can wear it in the wintertime. And there was a song that used to go, my mother used to sing it to me. Sugar in the evening, sugar in the morning, sugar at summertime. Hey, be my little sugar and love and you know. And it was not a good song. In fact, it was aholic, to use the term that we have used so many times in many of our official filings and in a lot of our business reports. It's a business term, and I don't know if it's one that you want to use, but the song Be My Little Sugar was aholic, again, a term that's used in business. Now, this song here, as I told you, was one that I had the servers sing at the Ted's of Beverly Hills in Miami Beach. These were guys dressed as women, and when they went into the floor show after serving the initial steak offering, which would be the first seating of the night, then they'd go into it right here. They'd go into their dance, and then I would join them. So it would be, ladies and gentlemen, if I could be the announcer, we would hire a local disc jockey. I don't know who we had, Bill. They had a couple of DJs down there in Miami. We would hire them and say, you know, and I would tell the guy, okay, when I get out there and I start dancing, before the singing starts, introduce me. And they'd say, now, ladies and gentlemen, joining the waiters, joining the drag queens tonight. And see, you know, a lot of you are laughing. I'm comfortable in my sexual orientation. So, you know, joining our drag queens, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, Miami Beach, Ted Bell. And that's when I would go swirling out. And I usually wore a coat or something a long coat so that when I began to spin, the coat would swirl around. And then I'd take my place. So I'd swirl into line. There'd be a line of dancers. And I would come out of the dressing room, which was actually the men's lavatory, right off of the kitchen, I think. I know what you're saying. Are you kidding, Ted? You got a lavatory off of the kitchen? Let me tell you something, to anybody that's a smartass. You could go into the bathroom at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Miami Beach and have a three-course meal off of a toilet seat. That's how clean it was at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Miami Beach. So then I would come out of there swirling into place in my long coat. It was like a long leather coat that you would see either Dracula or Billy the Kid. And that's a racial term. It's not racial, it's ethnic. The Kig people are from, I believe the Kig people were Himalayan people. And Billy the Kig was like a Sherpa guide. And he wore a long coat. Have you ever been to Tibet? Well, never mind. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then we'd have the head dancer. We had a lot of great dancers, great entertainers. They were gorgeous, just gorgeous. They were guys. I got to tell you, though, I would go in there. I would go in there myself when I was in Miami. I'd say, let's go on down to my restaurant in Miami Beach. We were right there on Ocean. Oh, God, we had a prime spot. We had prime real estate right next door to Gloria Estefan's joint, which was, you know,
kind of a dump.
But, you know, and we had so many of the great stars that would come down to Miami Beach and walk the, you know, walk up and down. I knew everybody there. God rest their souls. I don't know where half of them are. I've got to assume they're all dead the life they were living. So let me just go ahead and assume that everybody I knew down there is dead. And there's a whole new crew down there and I don't know them, but I would go into there and I'd say, let's just go into Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to go into my own restaurant. I want to have a Ted. And I want to just see if the bartender recognizes me. And I would go in, I'd say, yeah, give me a Ted, will you? And the bartender would look at me and go, oh my God. And generally, what would happen, and I never asked them to do this, but it was something automatic. They would go into what I can only describe as a genuflection. They would go to one knee, oh my God, and they'd drop to one knee, and I'd say, please, please. And, you know, then I'd get a crowd of people around me. But I would say, give me a Ted. And they'd say, oh my God, drop to one knee. And I'd say, I said I want a Ted, and I'm not going to make it myself. Ha, ha, ha. And that's when it would break the ice. And we'd have a great time. But, then I'd put on the long coat that Billy the Kid wore, the Himalayan Sherpa. By the way, when I said, have you ever been to Tibet? I haven't been to Tibet either. I haven't been to China, but Phil Henry has. And he told me he saw a Tibetan man wearing a long coat that was blue and red, and Phil got very excited about the colors, and I nodded my head as if I was interested, and then later I went in the back, and I said, what is wrong with him? Is his name Bill? It's Phil Henry. Well, Phil told me that he saw a Sherpa guide in the Forbidden City, and I said, yeah, sure. And he said, no, you knew I was in China, didn't you? I said, yeah, you keep talking about it. Big deal. And that's when he just told me to... He did what I would never do. He flipped the middle finger. Yeah. He gave me a middle finger, and he called me a dirty name, and then he went and sat down in the restaurant and snapped his fingers for my number one girl, Terry, to take care of him. And there was nothing I could do about it. I'm Ted Bell. I'm sorry I got emotional there. Gary, go get me a Coca-Cola. A Coca-Cola.
Phil Henry.
A Coca-Cola. You don't even know what that is?